नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम चैप्टर 5 ऑफ 11 कैंटो एंड वर्स 7। रजसा घोर संकल्पः कामुका अहिमन्यभा दाम्बिका मानिना पापा विहसन्ति अच्युत प्रियान्। रजसा घोर संकल्पा कामुका अहिमन्यभा दाम्भिका माननी निह पापा विहसन्ति अच्युत प्रियान्। रजसा घोर संकल्पः कामुका अहिमन्यवः दाम्भिका माननी नः पापा विहसन्ति अच्युत प्रियान्। Rajasaha, by the prominence of the mode of passion. Ghor Sankalpa, having horrible desires. Kamukaha, lusty. Ahi Manya Swaha, their anger like that of a snake. Dambikaha, deceitful. Manina, overly proud. Papa, sinful. Vihasanti, they make fun. Achyut Priya, of those who are dear to the infallible Supreme Lord. Translation by the disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Due to the influence of the mode of passion, the materialistic follower of the Vedas becomes subject to violent desire and are excessively lusty. Their anger is like that of a snake, deceitful, overly proud, and sinful in their behavior. They mock the devotees who are dear to Lord Achyuta. Purport. Ghor Sankalpa refers to ghastly desire, such as thinking, "He is my enemy. Let him die." Due to the mode of passion, waves of lust overcome the conditioned soul, who then becomes furious like a snake. Such a person, filled with pride and arrogance, cannot appreciate the humble effort of the Lord's devotee to distribute Krishna consciousness. He thinks, "These beggars worship Lord Vishnu to fill their bellies, but they will never be happy." Such a materialistic rascal cannot appreciate the transcendental status of the devotees of the Lord, who are personally protected and encouraged by the personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Nimitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Inti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Ghor Sankalpa refers to the ghastly desire. So, not eligible to be speaking on a subject which talks about lust, anger, greed, offense, because we are all on the path of overcoming these impediments on the path of. Therefore, with all humility, I seek blessing that I can speak a few words on the basis of what I have heard from the teaching of Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev and the other Vaishnavas. We all have been hearing about for years together, and our desire is sometime that in Bhagavatam class we would like to hear something new. We may not vocally say this. I have some experience since I have started visiting some places, interacting with some devotee. Their expectations are that we are used to hearing something new. But if we remember this fundamental requirement of eligibility of being a good listener, then we should reflect that whatever we have heard so far, have we made some improvement in our habits, in our conditioning, in our weaknesses, after hearing those. And if we have done so, then we can, yeah, I want to hear something more. And then I want, then our mood will be different while hearing. So Srila Prabhupada has created this sadhana bhakti system through which we are blessed of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam on regular basis. Maybe the same thing again and again. In this chapter entitled Narad Teaching to Vasudev. In previous chapters, we have heard that how Naradji is narrating the ancient history, what the conversation took place between King Nimi and sons of Rishabhdev. And earlier the question was related to, we would like to know, please explain to us the devotional service at the Lotus Feast of the Lord. And now King Nimi is asking, please let me know what is the destination of those who are inimical to the Lord, those who never worship the Lord, and who are unable to quench their material desire. Why? Because they cannot control their senses. What is the destination of such people? And one of the Yogendra, Chamas, is giving here the answer. The basic cause, because of the influence of the mode of passion, these people, though they are learned in Vedas, but get into the trap of lust, anger, greed, and offenses. So we'll try somewhere else in Bhagavad Gita, something like this has been told by Sri Krishna. Trividam narakasya vedam dwaram nasha atmanah. There are three gates to hell. Lust, anger, and greed. And every sane man must safeguard, for they lead to degradation of the soul. This is demoniac life. And to get out of this cycle of demoniac life, one should try to give up these three enemies. Elsewhere, kama esha, kodra esha, rajo guna samudbhava. It is lust alone which is born of contact with the mode of passion and later transform into anger. Now, know this as sinful, all-devouring enemy in this world. His Holiness, this is our worst enemy. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, in one of his lectures, he was mentioning, the greatest danger is to not know who and what is our enemy. And through Bhagavad Gita, we come across this knowledge that who is our enemy. As the fire is covered by smoke and the mirror is covered by dust, embryo is covered by womb, so also living entity is similarly covered by different degrees of lust. What is the purpose? What is the need of a mirror? So that we can see ourselves. But because of the dust, we cannot see. And it is something like, same thing happens with our mind. Mind is for what? So that we can realize our true self. When the mind is clean, then we can very well understand that we are Sat Chit Anand, eternal full of knowledge and bliss. But contaminated mind cannot understand this. So the best process, there are many processes, and one of the most important by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to us by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada in one of its lecture in Hawaii, he was describing what is spiritual life. A spiritual life is the process through which we can transfer ourselves from understanding of non-permanent life to a permanent life, which is eternal, sat. And from life of ignorance to life of knowledge, chitta. And then from the life of ignorance, a life of suffering to the life of enjoyment, that is ananda. And due to the ignorance, we are trying to find out the love. We are looking for love and enjoyment at a wrong place. Because why it happens? Because the understanding is wrong. The difference between love and lust is described as the difference between gold and iron. When the propensity is directed in service to Krishna and His devotees, we experience love. And when it is misdirected on bodily platform, then it becomes lust. So our understanding is poor and our tackling is also. Many sadhu we have heard that unless you are done with, how will you overcome? So first satisfied. If you have desire, do this. When you will be fed up, then you will be able to take shelter of the Lord with all. But Srila Prabhupada warns us, how it is possible? You put fuel in the fire and it will never get subdued or vanquished. It will only increase. This is a very dangerous situation. And one must know where our enemy resides. Our enemy resides the senses, mind, and intelligent. At the gross level, lust is enjoyed through the senses, and at the subtle level, it is profit, adoration, and distinction. When we are talking about lust, how can we not talk about the person who exhibited this in the grossest and subtle form? Ravan. Now, Ravan, we are talking here, those who are learned in Vedas because of the influence of passion. And this person was, Ravan was very well versed and he was learned in Vedas. And at times, because of his close associates, he was also reminded of Vedas because he was captivated by lust. And when influenced so badly, when he fetched the plan of kidnapping Sita, he approached Marich. He was reminded of Vedic wisdom by Marich. Don't do this nonsense. When he was taking away Sita, he was reminded by Jatayu. When he took Sita away there, and then he was told, chastised, guided, counseled by his own wife, Mandodari. He had the association of his real brother giving him counseling, who happens to be devotee of Lord Ram. And when he was taking advice from his other brothers, also Kumbhakaran advised them. Before that, because of the Lord's arrangement, Hanuman also reached and told him, don't do this. So he had, at different places, knower of Vedas, was also given a facility to please come to your senses. But Ravan, once we make a decision because of the false ego, even if we want to rectify that, the ego doesn't allow us. He had the liberty of enjoying millions of queens, wives, beautiful girls, female, whatever. But since he had taken the decision, he did not want to hear any advice because of that lust. And when someone becomes lusty, he doesn't take advice and he take his chapluses, what we call them, advice as a true advice. Some people are advising him, why you should fear, you are powerful, enjoy Sita by your force. Right? So he gets, yes, these are my true well-wishers. They are with my plans. And when lust overpowers, then you become mad. And not only mad, you become foolish. Though it is not a pramanik katha, but it is a lok katha. But it gives us a lesson. Ravan's brother was living with Ravan. His name is Vibhishan. He also had his fan following. Vibhishan's palace had everything auspicious, tulsi, name of Ram. And some of his friends were also in agreement with his lifestyle. So one day, Ravan was visiting the palace. The entire Lanka. And he saw name of Ram written in various houses. Vibhishan house was filled, but Ravan neglected that. But he was alarmed when he saw some other houses also had the name of Ram. So we are trying to bring a foolish aspect, not the authenticity of the story. So Ravan asked, what is this Ram? You have written in your houses and everywhere else. What is this Ram? My enemy? To people tell Ravan, the Rakshasa, no, it is not Ram, your enemy. It is you, my lord. Huh? Ra stand for Ravan and Ma stand for Mandodari, the Jugal Jodi. Raman and Mandodari. So, Ravan was very happy. Oh, these are my devotees. So how a person become foolish and maddened by when he is captivated by his lust. We are not able to take right decision in flight of right advice available to us. Once a wrong decision is taken, it is very detrimental in the path of bhakti. We have heard, advice was available, did not take. Ajamil was another example. By through the mercy of the Lord, his lust, he conquered holy name. Another example, a prostitute is approaching with lusty desire to a saint, Haridas Thakur. Now, Haridas Thakur is immersed in the holy name. He not only transformed the desire of this lusty woman and made her a devotee, but also safeguarded himself through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So, when we take shelter and the advice, coming from different quarter, and the best shelter is the chanting of the holy name to overcome the desire of this lust. There are many things I wanted to cover, but I think Hari Bhakti Subodaya explains that the poisonous effect of material existence and contamination goes off simply by when a person visits the temple and smell the incense offered to the Lord. Same way, just like when somebody is bitten by a snake and he is prescribed a herb, we need to know where it is found. We need to know who is the expert who will give us in the right quantity and what is to be given. But those who do not believe that something like this, Prabhupada was referring to one Mr. Ghosh in one of his lectures in Lucknow. And he was saying that how the doctor and his student did not believe that something like this can work. Herb can cure a person who is bitten by it. So we should have that faith. What is that medicine? By mercy of Prabhupada, we know the medicine is Harinam. What it cures? It cures the disease of lust, anger, greed, and offensive mentality. Where it is found? It is found in the temple, institute of Srila Prabhupada, amongst the devotees. And what is the process? Whether it's sunna hai, yes, sungna hai, yes, isko khana hai. The process is sadhana bhakti. So, in the shortcut, what is our whole lifestyle will determine whether we are serious about overcoming all these anarthas. What is our bhojan? Do we eat prasad? What is our bhavan? Where we live, it is centered around Krishna or for our sense gratification? What is our bhushan? What kind of a dress we wear? What is our bhasha? Whether it's a language of love or related to lust, anger, greed and pride or based on arrogance? Have we recognized who is the supreme personality of Godhead? And if we have, then what is his bhashya? He has given bhashya in the form of Bhagavad Gita, and his devotee has given bhashya in the form of Bhagavat Puran. And what is bhakti? The process. What is bhakta? And what is their role in my life? Then, what is my bhavana? And His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj often remind us, what is the intent? What is our intent? Whenever we do any service, whether we have taken shelter of bhajan, and but what bhav? Bhav means, here I am talking about prize. Kaun si prize hum isko hasil karne ke liye dene ko tayar hai? The prize of austerity, prize of giving up our egoistic mentality, becoming namra, becoming tolerant in the as taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, on this basis, we will determine whether we are serious on overcoming these anarthas. Due to misidentification only, that we get into the trap of anger. When there is a problem and there is no guidance, we are frustrated or we are angry. Someone calls me a dog. On the basis of bodily platform, I am naturally angered. Why? Because of avidya. But with the help of vidya, I am not a dog. I am not a hog. I am not a majesty. I am not this body. And I am the servant of Lord. Then the root cause is taken care of. That I am not this body. So, I will not be disturbed with somebody. How can we control anger? Anger is like a force, vega. And one has to be patience. Ussa nischa dharya. 9 process of devotion service has been given to us. But we want, I have been practicing, I am not yet conquered anger or lust or greed. Because we get disturbed because we don't have dharya. 84 lakh species of life. We have been living this life. And 84 days or 84 month, we want some result. We are also experiencing something. We should be satisfied with that. That it is reducing. It is working. The herb is working. So, how? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how we can channelize? We can channelize by those who anger when it comes. We channelize this, those who blaspheme or those who oppose dharma. And we have example, we would like to discuss in great detail how Hanumanji dealt his anger and how Arjun, under the guidance of Supreme Personality of God, had exhibited his anger. We'll talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Jagai Madai offended Nityananda Prabhu, he was so furious that he wanted to annihilate. But Nityananda Prabhu pacified him. He is the same Lord who is giving us the teaching of Trinadapi Sunichena Tarurvashashtuna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes in his glorification, Bhaktagana sukhe dite prabhur avatar yaha yeche yoga taha karena vyavahar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually descended to give happiness to the devotees. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for what? But here, the very important. Thus he behaved in whatever way fit the time and circumstances. Yaha yeche yoga taha karena vyavahar. When Ramachandra Puri, who was disciple of Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Prabhu had another disciple, Ishwar Prabhu, and Ishwar Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a guru. When he was blaspheming, criticizing devotees for overeating and many other things. And he did not even leave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached, at one point of time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considering Ramachandra Puri as the master. And he offered humble obeisances at his feet. At another time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply neglected him. Why? Not caring, carrying him just like a straw in the street. So, the anger can be utilized by rightly channelizing it. By developing positive attitude. Two friends were walking in the desert. Maharaj told us this story. One friend had an argument. The friend had an argument. One friend slapped the other. The one who was slapped, he wrote down on the sand, "Today my friend slapped me." They went further. The friend who was slapped, he fell into a ditch, deep ditch. The other friend, somehow or the other, managed to got him out. The friend who was slapped, who was taken out from the well, now he wrote the same thing on a stone, which is carved. What he wrote? "My friend saved me from dying." They were walking. The other friend who slept and saved questioned. Two different times you wrote this differently. Once you wrote on the sand, the other you wrote on the stone. He said, "I wrote on the sand. The bad thing should be written because we instantly react, therefore it should be written. But the waves of wind will take those, so we will not remember. But because it's a bad thing. But good thing if somebody does, we should carve them permanently." So this is how we deal with anger. Another way of handling is accept your own responsibility rather than blaming others. Because it is like acid that destroys the very container. And recognizing that it is a way to hell. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj gave 3 points how we can overcome that these weaknesses. First, by taking shelter. Shelter means shelter of holy name of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita does not teach us, does not teach, give up your family life, your wife or children. Bhagavad Gita teaches us, give up our greatest enemy. And the choice is with us to take the process seriously or not. Second, regulative principle of the freedom. No intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex and gambling. And the third, most important, again, he elaborated on that, the association of the Lord. He was describing the power of association, power of a wrong association. Kekayi was a pure-hearted wife, a chaste wife, loving mother. She loved Ram more than Bharat. But because of the wrong association, things were going so well and the demigods were worried. The purpose of the appearance of the Lord is to annihilate the demon Ravan. How will it happen? So they influenced Mantra. Why they could influence Mantra? Because she was greedy and she was envious. She approached, influenced by greed influence, she approached as if that she is very selfless and a friend and a maidservant of Kekayi. And she told, "Do you not know what kind of a conspiracy is going against you? You will simply become a maidservant and Bharat will be fanning Ram." Not knowing that Bharat loves to fan Ram regardless of the situation what he is in. But how she presented the whole thing, that you will both become servant. Kekai, because of this bad association, she considered her worst friend, worst enemy as her friend. And she considered her best friend Ram as her enemy. So due to putting faith in wrong place, she suffered. Ravan also suffered because he put faith in Chaplus. Did not give any kind of attention to either, beginning from Marich, Jatayu, Mandodari, or Hanuman, or many others, Vivishan. And here again, she is knower of the Vedas we are talking about, Ravan. And now here the track record of Mata Kekai. She is chaste, loving, dedicated. All that is gone because of that one bad association. And what were the consequences? As Ravan was killed, finally. Here, Ravan was killed. Ravan lost his brother. Ravan lost his son. Ravan lost his empire and his people. And here, Kekai, what happened? She lost her husband. She lost for 14 years those who were her life and soul. She lost respect from her own son. And she gave miseries to the millions of Ayodhyavasi. And she was living with this trauma that I am the cause for that one bad association. Therefore, if we choose whether we are getting enriched in our association or somebody is trying to pollute us, that discrimination, unless we have, then that till that time we will not be safe in safe zone of tackling these diseases of lust, anger, greed and offensive mentality. Therefore, we should choose who is our best friend. Sometime, because of this passion, our best, worst enemy appears to be our friend. Just like in this case of Kekai and Mantra. And our best friend appears to be our worst enemy. So by the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we have access to the knowledge by which we can remove this ignorance with avidya. And that is the only way that first we know how we can get rid of these anarthas, and then we follow the process, and then only we can overcome these diseases. I am struggling, but have a desire. And by the mercy of the Vaishnava and the association, I see hope, but I have a lot of scope. Therefore, I pray that if I have spoken anything which is beyond my realization and my purity, I ask for forgiveness, and I thank you all for giving me a patient hearing. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.